Funding for Think comes from SMU's Continuing and Professional Education.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. What is the worst thing you have ever seen on broadcast TV? I know this is not easy to narrow down, is it? Well, take a deep breath, because even the most ridiculous, pointless, poorly produced infomercial you have ever suffered through on commercial television would look like an Olivier film when compared with the video my guest today has amassed. Humor writers Joe Pickett and Nick Prewer became obsessed with bad video about 15 years ago when they stumbled upon the unintentional comic genius of a fast food training video. Since then, they have combed garage sales, thrift stores, even corporate dumpsters in hope of finding video gold. And in that time, they have discovered there is no shortage of horrible content produced in the United States. For several years now, the pair have edited montages of the best of the worst for use in a traveling show called the Found Footage Festival. It will screen tomorrow night at 8 at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas, and Joe Pickett is here now to talk about it. Joe, welcome to Think.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Talk about when you first realized you were sort of hooked on found footage.
Oh, it started probably in high school, probably about 15 years ago. Nick, the very first video we ever got, Nick was working at a McDonald's, and there was this legendary training video there that everybody talked about, and Nick didn't actually see it. It was just talked about. It was for custodians. It was called Inside and Outside Custodial Duties. And so eventually he stole it. And brought it home, and we watched it obsessively. We watched it over and over and over, and we had our own commentary with it, and we invited people over. I mean, it was just so incredibly, it's like the quintessential training video, how everybody's just enthusiastic about, you know, cleaning the toilets, and you know, everybody's just very happy to be there, which couldn't usually be farther from the truth, you know, when they have to work these jobs. And we just fell in love with this, and the obsession really grew from that McDonald's training video.
Yeah, how important is the sincerity factor in making all this stuff genuinely funny?
You're talking about, like, from the filmmakers?
Yes.
How sincere they are? Very, very important. Like, these are, for our show, we like the unintentionally funny. Like, we want the videos that that weren't intended, I guess, for a mass audience. You know, and it's not a mean-spirited show. I don't want to make it sound like we're laughing at these people who are really sincere about what they do. It comes from a good place. We like to say it's a celebration of these videos that we've all seen, that we've all had to watch at one time or another.
Well, let's listen now to some, this is a montage, not of the McDonald's film, but of some other training videos that you guys have collected.
Yeah.
So tell me again, why are we here so early?
Hi, Stephanie. Hey, nice outfit.
Yeah, just like everybody else, dark pants, white shirt.
And it's okay, I kind of like it. We look like a team.
You may have the grill down pat, but there's more to working at Wendy's than that. Seems to me you got a lesson to learn.
I'm Sister Sam, now you'll listen to me, because I'm the queen of sandwich making, and I'll always be.
Hi, I'm Rob Cleveland, a different kind of host, the host of ATV, Arby's Television.
As a team member at Chick-fil-A, you're the most important person in customer satisfaction. But you've got enemies. They're doing everything they can to make your job difficult.
Hey, lady, look over here. It's a big, juicy pile of trash.
you can hear it. You can hear how they're trying to not only educate us, but entertain us. And
that's their first mistake.
Miserably at both.
Yeah. The other thing that's really funny is that the music in all of these is like universally horrible.
Oh, but I've grown to just love it. And all the videos, actually, like exercise videos, everything, they use generic music that is royalty free. We've always talked about assembling a found footage festival soundtrack, like a CD that we would release of these awful songs.
Well, it makes me wish that I had stolen the training video. I worked at a movie theater when I was in college, and it was the worst. And did you ever have to sit through one of these things yourself?
All the time. And we usually ask audiences if they've had to, and everybody's hands go up. I mean, these videos really resonate with people, and I think that, you know, normally you watch these by yourself in a break room, But now you get to watch it with, you know, 150 people in a room, and it just becomes hilarious. Then now you can laugh at it with our show. Now you can laugh at it.
Yeah, well, it is funny because, you know, at the time you're sitting there like looking forward to making $4.75 an hour or whatever.
Yeah. And then on top of that, they make you watch this video. You know, it's just insult to injury.
So where do you go looking for this stuff?
Thrift stores, garage sales. You know, we're in the midst of a tour right now, so whenever we stop off in a new town, we hit up the Salvation Armies, we look up estate sales, that kind of thing. We were in Alaska last year, and we found this thrift store that was just like, every time we go back now, we take extra luggage, because they have, you want to talk about untapped resources, this thrift store in Anchorage, Alaska is worth the trip alone. So, yeah, I mean, we strike gold every so often, and also people come up to us after shows and say, hey, have you seen this video? Have you seen this public access video? Or have you seen this local commercial? And, you know, we honestly thought after the first volume of shows that we would run out of videos. We were like, well, that's it for stupid videos. But no, they just keep coming out of the woodwork.
So once you have, like, a pile of new tape, how do you start to cull through it? Do you go first with the sound off?
No, we have... I mean, right now we literally have stacks of videos and we're working on our next show. But what we do is we lock ourselves in a room basically for, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day, and we hold hands and we dive in. And, you know, we have our finger on the fast forward button, but, you know, you never want to miss that line. You know, you never want to miss that gem. So it's painful, but, you know, it's a safety in numbers kind of thing.
How important in making all this stuff funny are the visuals, because so much of this seems to herald from the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, like, we liked it. I mean, like, a lot of these videos do come from the 80s. That was kind of the golden age, like late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, a lot of mustaches, a lot of bad outfits, a lot of bad hairstyles. But I think even more than people's appearances back then, it was the ideas that went into these. Like, why did they have to make this video about how to massage your cat? Like, video was so cheap to produce in the late 80s and 90s that everybody could make their video. Every celebrity put out their exercise video. And you know, now there's just this glut of videos in thrift stores and Goodwills and all over the place because everybody could hit the red button. It was cheap. It was easy to do. So, you know, you see a lot of home movies, too, sprouting up in thrift stores now. Everybody could make a movie back then.
It's funny to think that people would ever sell their own. You'd think you'd want to burn this stuff or else give it to somebody you trusted.
Exactly.
But it's funny to think that it would end up in a thrift store.
No, I know, exactly. But I think, like, now DVD is the medium of choice. So people are getting rid of their old bulky VHS tapes, and I think occasionally a home movie slips in there. I think that's kind of our theory as to how we end up with these. There's actually kind of a funny story. My wife and I were at an estate sale in Queens, and there was a camcorder there, and it was like $3, and I had to have it. It was a VHS camcorder. I brought it home and plugged it in, and out popped a video. And we have it actually in our second volume of the show. We call it Queens Home Movie, and it feels like David Lynch's home movie. It was just a really weird, bizarre video. So anyway, yeah, that's where we find them. They're the hardest to find.
You also have, like, a ton of workout videos. In your experience, what does it take to get your own exercise tape made?
A pulse? I think that's all it really takes. They're the funniest. I mean, we have four montage. We're up to exercise video montage 4. And, again, like in the early 90s, celebrities especially were just crapping out exercise videos at a furious pace. And they all had one. But when you watch them, it's just them working with a trainer. The trainer's telling you what to do. It's just, you know, Zsa Zsa Gabor is just there doing the moves along with the trainers.
And
it doesn't take much to do exercise videos.
And then sometimes you have somebody kind of going it alone who is not a celebrity. Will you talk a little bit about Mike Nastix?
Oh, I love Mike Nastix. Yeah, this guy, he's so great. We actually met him recently. He has this video in Minneapolis. It's a public access show. And he puts it out every so often, like whenever he's ready for another, whenever he's ready. There's no timetable. And this guy actually gutted out his house so that it would be more conducive to doing gymnastics. Like his living room, he actually raised up the floor and gave it like a soft padding so he could do, what's that, like tumbling and that kind of thing. He raised his roof in his garage so that he could do the what are those circle?
The rings.
The ring things. He also, his hallway, he puts one of those horses, those pommel horses, and he does flips off of those. It's just amazing how ambitious this guy is. And thank God he decided to make this video. And again, he's painfully sincere in the show. It's more of an inspirational show for him to tell people that, you know, once you're in your 50s, don't give up. You can still do crazy things.
And he's not only in his 50s, he's carrying around a good 30, 40, 50 pounds of extra weight.
But he's shockingly good.
Yeah,
he's shockingly nimble. We met him recently, and we went to Minneapolis, and we brought him up on stage, and he did a little demonstration. It was awesome. But afterwards, we were talking to him. We're like, who's your audience? And he said that when going into it, he thought it was going to be people his age and people who are looking for some inspiration. But he says it's college kids. He says the college kids are my number one. He goes, and they think it's funny. And so now he's kind of gearing his show towards the college kids. And
this whole thing is kind of made for marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. It's well, public access especially. It's 2 a.m. on a Friday. And, yeah, absolutely.
So was he irritated at all that he was featured in this way?
No. He was flattered. And most of the people who we do meet in these videos, I mean, most of these videos are forgotten. You know, a lot of the people who made these videos don't even remember it. But no, everybody we've met so far, and we've been doing the show for 5 years, have always been thrilled to be part of it. And we always bring them up on stage, and we always ask for some behind-the-scenes stuff. We like to think of ourselves as like James Lipton, on the Actors Studio. Yeah, but for these videos that I guess never got the attention that I guess they didn't deserve. But so that's kind of like how we like to do our shows. Like we have a bunch of insurance videos where it's on the job safety, and we actually ran into one of the stuntmen on there, and we brought him up on stage, and he told us about behind the scenes of these videos. It's just fascinating to us because we've seen them so many times.
Is it the Stop and Think? Is that the one you're talking about?
Stop and Think, exactly.
Describe this for people because it makes me think not that these workers will be extra careful, but that they work in the most dangerous place on the planet.
I know. Well, I never know what the point of it is. I know that it's a legal thing. I know that they have to watch these videos before they get insured by this company. But what the video is just a series of on-the-job accidents, each more hilarious than the next.
And they show, they'll not only show someone getting hurt, but then they'll show a burn, and then they'll give you like a close-up of the burned hand.
It happened to you, is basically what they're saying over and over and over. And, I never know what the point is. Like, should we just stay in bed? Should we just not do anything? Should we not go to work? It's like there's so many random things. Like, we know that injuries can happen, and this video, I guess, just reminds us that videos can be, I guess, hilarious.
You have to wonder if anybody has ever sat through one of those and sort of sat through it with a straight face.
No, we've talked to people. We've ran into people who worked at a factory who had to watch this video, this Stop and Think video, and they say that everybody's stifling their laughs because, like, the representative is there. And, you know, it's usually a room of, like, maybe six people or so, new hires or whatever it is. But they have to watch this video in, I guess, like an unironic setting. And then the guy that I talked to said it was just cathartic for him to be able to watch this video with a group and be able to laugh at it out loud.
Humorist and producer Joe Pickett is my guest. We're talking about his creation, the Found Footage Festival, which will screen tomorrow night at 8 at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas. If you want to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 1-800-933-5372 or send email to think@kera.org. We'll be back in just a minute.
Funding for Think comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, helping you to get ahead in today's tough economy. Hundreds of courses begin this summer. Details online at smu.edu/CAPE.
routine that helps me to swing into action each morning. After I get out of the shower, I give myself a mini massage with aloe lotion. By doing this massage every day, I am literally staying in touch with my body. I can't help but be aware of whether or not I'm in shape. Once you've really examined your body, you have faced the moment of truth.
That is the revered actress Angela Lansbury, as featured in the Found Footage Festival. Producer and humorist Joe Pickett is here talking about it. This continues on, we should say, and there's a scene later where Angela Lansbury is in the bathtub.
Yes, this video is amazing. It's kind of a new agey kind of exercise video that she put out, and she hosts. She does it all herself, so I will tip my hat to her for doing that. But it feels like she's making it up as she goes along. And she's showing way too much skin.
Yeah.
Way too much skin in this video.
That scene where she's in the tub, my husband kept shouting out as we're watching this last night, "Keep the bubbles where they are! Keep the bubbles where they are!"
Exactly. She's stirring them around. It's so dangerously close. And she's talking about her views on sexuality, and it's like, I don't think anybody asked about this.
But obviously someone, that's the amazing thing, someone paid money to own that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We've found that video at two different thrift stores before. Yeah. It's a popular one. It comes with a poster and everything.
Hard to believe anybody was willing to let it go.
I know. Why would you get rid of that? It's gold. I mean, it is a long video, and that's one thing that we try to do with these videos is that usually they're 60 minutes, and it can get tedious after a while. So we break it down into bite-sized chunks and take the best parts.
You also have clips from a show called Sit and Be Fit. Will you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. It's I think it's an exercise video intended for elderly people, and it's just a very low impact workout. And first of all, it has the worst soundtrack ever, and by worst, I mean best soundtrack ever. But there's one guy in particular in there who probably fought in World War II, and it's just sad to see him doing these pathetic moves. And it's just like, this guy was in the foxholes at one time, and now he's doing this video.
I'll tell you something about that we have a sister station here, a television station, a PBS affiliate, and that actually runs every day at 5 in the morning.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And in fact, I called down to our program director in TV, and he said every time he tries to take it off the air and replace it, there's a huge audience for it. People love this show.
You're kidding me.
No.
Is it contemporary, or the video that we have is like from the early 90s?
I don't know if it's still
it
in production.
That's good to know. I would love to go down and visit the studios or something. That's awesome.
We could probably get you some back copies of it. But
Oh, yeah. There
are people who love it.
Wow, okay.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. You can also send email to think@kera.org. An email here from Jamie says, I spent one miserable year teaching at a Catholic high school. It was around the time of the big priest molestation scandals. All of us teachers had to sit through a film followed by a sexual harassment tutorial. It was hysterical and very difficult not to laugh. Have you seen this particular video?
No, but I want to. I got excited hearing that. We are big fans of the harassment videos. In fact, we got in our new show, we have a collection of 17 harassment videos. And, you know, these are videos that are intended for, like, office employees and military personnel. We got some military personnel harassment videos and construction workers. And what we do for our particular montage is we whittle those 17 videos down into just 3 minutes.
Of what not to do.
Of the reenactments of what you shouldn't be doing around the office. It's just so hard hitting. It's just one after the other. So, man, whoever emailed you can bring that video down, we will give it a good home. We'll make a copy. We'll send it back. Nobody will be the wiser.
All right. So, Jamie, if you're listening and you're headed out there tomorrow night, see if one of your former colleagues still has a copy of this thing.
Please do.
You know, the funny thing about the sexual harassment videos is that they're so over the top that it's almost like nobody could possibly relate to the behaviors being shown there.
No way. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what's so hilarious about it. And again, it's like one of those things you have to watch in a room with people where it'd be inappropriate to laugh, you know?
Have you run into any other people paid to produce these things?
No, we haven't. We've never really run into any of the creators of the videos. You know, Nick and I, we both come from a film background, so we've worked industrials before. And, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where we've been on shoots for these kinds of videos, and everybody on the set is laughing at it, but you have to, you know.
So you know it's terrible as you're making it, but you got to make a living.
It's a paycheck. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not art by any means. While you're, yeah, it's educational.
You have a guy also featured named Pretty Boy Floyd in the show, who made a video that purported to teach you to be like a pool shark, right?
Yes.
But this
yes.
is not what you actually are treated to by Floyd.
No. This guy, we found this video in a Salvation Army, and it's put out by this guy, Pretty Boy Floyd, who teaches you how to hustle pool. And the guy just, he rants and he raves about everything. He covers everything, and he talks about pool, but he only talks about how awesome it is. He never really gives you any information that would be valuable if you were to actually hustle pool. And we put together a little montage. It's such a quotable video that we put together a montage of his lines.
Yeah, he talks about what he wants to eat all day. And
yes, exactly. He goes on these rants and raves about whatever's on his mind. It's very stream of consciousness. So.
Joe Pickett is my guest. He is the producer of the Found Footage Festival, which will screen tomorrow night at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas. Our number is 1-800-933-5372. And that's where we find Ron in Colleyville. Hey, Ron.
Yes, good morning or afternoon. Now, some years ago, there was about probably in the early 90s, Robert L. Crandall and I believe it was Herb Kelleher, yeah, there are some commercial spots. I believe there were about four of them. I never actually saw them, but they were described to me, and they were never aired. From what I heard of them, they were hilarious, and if you could get a hold of those, I think they would be perfect for what you're doing.
So they did them together, Ron?
Yes, they were done together. One was going into one's office, doing all kinds of complaints and, you know, talking about each other's carrier, but from the description, they were just hilarious. And then they swapped, and then the other one went into the other's office.
What was the company that they were, that the commercials were for?
For Southwest Airlines and American Airlines.
Oh, okay.
How bizarre.
Wow, that sounds great. We're big fans of especially local commercials. And we're actually, for our new show, we're working on a local commercial montage. And we're actually doing a show in Houston that same weekend. And somebody told us about Mattress Mac. And they said, if you can track down some Mattress Mac commercials, it would do you well. So, yeah, thanks for the tip. We'll, we always have our eyes open. Old commercials are hard to come by. You know, it's usually something that has been thrown away, you know.
Yeah. Tell me about this couple. They seem maybe like they're Canadian, and they have a video production company.
Yeah. The particular video is called Who Needs a Movie? And it's this husband and wife duo from British Columbia. And again, very ambitious, very tenacious, and they make this video that's kind of selling their services as filmmakers. And after we got it, it blew up on YouTube. Like and they still produce these videos, but it's all written by them. It's all directed and edited, and everything's produced by them. And it almost feels like a joke. It almost feels like they're brilliant, but they are brilliant in their own way. I don't know if you've seen the show Tim and Eric's awesome show, Good Job, but I feel like there was definitely some influence for their show with that.
So these people can find this one on YouTube. Who Needs a Movie? I'm thinking they must be curious now. I wonder if you think anybody ever saw this thing and thought, I'm going to hire them. I mean, it's so unbelievably awful.
I know. You know, we have had email correspondences with him, and but we've never asked him that. It's actually a really good question. We'll ask him next time to see if he's... You know what? Actually, Lily Allen, the British pop singer, she hired him to do a music video for her.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess he has been hired to do things.
She must have had a very low budget at the time.
No, this is just recently. I think it was based on the popularity of Who Needs a Movie.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. We have an email here that says about Sit and Be Fit. I'm in my early 30s and I watch the show every morning. I'm mesmerized by it.
Oh, it's so great. It's almost hypnotic, you know? Because there's like, I don't know if it's the same host or what, but she does things like lift, drop. And she says it like the whole way, lift, drop. And it is just, you can't look away.
Another email here from Megan and Tyler says, I must admit to watching it and following along with Sit and Be Fit when I was 14 and 15. It aired on our PBS station in the Woodlands, and I've tried to tell people about it, but most laugh too hard to actually hear it.
That's hilarious.
I have to ask you, the former producer in me wants to know about, like, rights to all this stuff.
Well, what we do, according to our lawyer, that what we're doing is falls under fair use. Is we're taking these videos from one context and placing it into another context. And it falls under parody and fair use. And we haven't gotten in trouble yet. So,
knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. By the way, I want to let you know that ticket information about the event is available on our website, the think page of KERA.org. Let's go next to Sarah in Plano. Hey, Sarah.
Hi. I had a question for your guest. Back when I was in elementary school, this would have been late 80s, early 90s, they had one of those puberty videos for the girls.
Oh, where you learn about menstruation and all
yes,
that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And in the video, it was like a sleepover, and one of the girls menstruated for the first time. And the next morning, the mom drew the ovaries in pancake batter.
I've heard of this one. Yes.
Slaying it all. And then dad walked in the kitchen, and she covered it up with more pancake batter, and they laughed about the feminine mystery. I mean,
did you eat the pancake?
I love it.
Yes. Have you ever seen this?
No. Well, I've heard about it. It's legendary. And we have one. It's called Who Am I Now? And it's, you know, I think it was, yeah, it was kind of in the same vein as that. But no, it's been on our radar. We don't know what it's called, but I have heard of that batter scene.
You've also got one that's included in the current collection where I guess it's teaching kids about the human body and sexuality, but there are cartoon drawings of naked human adults, and then there's this duck that's looking at them.
Yes, that's Where Did I Come From?
Uh-huh.
And that's a video that I specifically remember watching in fifth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
like in public school?
Yeah, it was a public school video. The boys went to their room and the girls went to their room, and I think we both watched this video. And, it's this animated, and, like, shockingly, like, it's not graphic, but they show the parts.
It's kind of TMI, I would think, for today's, at least in Texas. I don't think you'd get away with showing that thing.
Yeah, it is. They're close-ups.
Oh. All in line drawing, though, and with that duck there, I guess, to make
yeah,
it seem
it's cartoony.
Not so it's, sexual.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing remotely erotic about it.
1-800-933-5372 is our number. Let's speak next with John in Irving. Hello, John.
Hey, I remember about 20 or 30 years ago, John Cleese came out with a group of office training videos that were intentionally the opposite of what you're supposed to do in every situation he covered. And I was going to ask Joe if he's also considered putting groups of these kinds of videos together.
So the guy was in on the joke, basically? Like, he made them intentionally funny?
Yeah, it's John Cleese from Monty Python.
Oh, John Cleese. Okay. Well, we actually did that ourselves. We got so obsessed with training videos that we decided to make our own training video probably about 5 years ago. And it was almost kind of like a fetish thing for us to fulfill, to be able to take this McDonald's video and tell the people what to say. So... I haven't seen that particular John Cleese video, but it was fun to make.
What's funny about yours, though, is already everybody in it looks way cooler than any of the people in the found videos that you have.
What do you mean? Like in?
If I'm thinking of the right one that's in the current collection,
yeah.
You know, everybody's kind of dressed cool and they're sort of young and hip and they don't look quite the same.
Which video are you talking about in particular?
About your office? I have to get the tape in front of me. Do you have it on the thing right now? The training video, is it in the current collection, the one that you
yeah,
guys made?
Yeah, the training video montage is, yeah.
Yeah. I think the one I'm thinking about, everybody sort of looks contemporary, and it's not from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that, like, you know, we talk about the late 80s, early 90s as being the golden age. But now, I mean, the technology's gotten better, but the ideas are still bad. You know, bad ideas never cease. Thank God for us. So, I mean, those are more contemporary. Those are probably late 90s, early 2000s.
Let's go next to Fort Worth and speak with Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Good. I'm calling to see if you guys have heard of the world-famous Pontani Sisters video.
Pontani Sisters video.
They're a burlesque group from New York City, and they have a series called Go-Go Robics.
We should know about this.
Really campy, hilarious workout videos with, like, go-go boots.
Oh, wow. Would you say it was a public access show?
What's that?
It was public access, you said?
I think they produced DVDs on them.
So how do you know how to spell Pontani?
It's P as in Peter, O-N-T-A-N-I.
Okay.
So add that to your list.
I'm going to write that down right now, actually, Pontani. We should know about this. It's so funny, like, how many videos are out there. Like, whenever we do this show, people come up and you know,
they're hilarious.
In now. People all have their videos that they watch with their friends. I totally want to see the Pontani Sisters. Sounds awesome.
Now, do you guys take stuff from YouTube as well, or is that kind of something that you don't do?
No, we started the show before YouTube came out, and then YouTube came out and kind of stole some of our glory, you know. But we love YouTube, and, I mean, it's a great resource to have, but we kind of have an unwritten rule that we don't take from YouTube. We have to have the videos physically in our hands. And it's, you know, it's like the quality-wise, like we blow this up to show it on the big screen, and YouTube videos blown up are, you know, look pretty crappy.
So there's not enough, like, pixels to put them on a big screen.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And but also, I mean, it's the Found Footage Festival. If you wanted to watch YouTube videos, you could go onto YouTube and watch them. So we like to take things that people haven't seen a million times.
Joe Pickett is my guest. He is a producer of the Found Footage Festival, which screens tomorrow night at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas at 8 o'clock. You can find ticket information on the Think page of KERA.org. We'll resume our conversation in a moment and welcome you to join us by calling 1-800-933-5372 or sending email to think@KERA.org.
Funding for Think comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, helping you to get ahead in today's tough economy. Hundreds of courses begin this summer. Details online at smu.edu/CAPE.
From the Found Footage Festival, which screens tomorrow night at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas. Producer Joe Pickett is with us. Can you describe for us what we just heard?
I love just hearing the audio of it. It's so funny just to hear the audio. That's part of our patriotic medley. We got our hands on a bunch of patriotic videos, and we put it into that little medley. The first one that you heard was put out by a guy named Dennis Matalone. He's a amateur singer-songwriter from Hollywood. He's also a professional and respected stuntman, and he put out this really ambitious video with graphics and him, like, basically standing on mountaintops and holding American flags and just painfully sincere singing about his love for the country. And And then the other one that you heard was Singing Babies. And that's actually a series where they keep the baby's face, but then they superimpose a mouth over it singing, and it looks frightening.
It does.
It's absolutely frightening. It just, we always say that those babies are going to be in your nightmares after you watch that video.
Well, what's so weird is that they all seem to have some kind of, like, vaguely foreign accent when they're singing as well.
Yeah, I know.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's go next to John in Frisco. Hey, John.
Hey, I hope your guest is taking notes, because I think he'll probably get at least a year's worth of material out of suggestions from your callers today.
It's been great.
Yeah. I'm a pilot for a major airline based in Houston, and we have to sit through about 3 days of these training videos every year. And they range from our technical aspects of what we do to HR and sexual harassment, like you were talking about. But in the aviation vein, there is, I doubt if you'd be able to get a hold of the stuff we look at, which is so boring it's comical, but there is a series of King aviation videos.
Of what kind? I'm sorry?
It's they're called King videos.
Okay.
And it's this husband and wife team, and I forget the husband's name, but I think it's Martha King, who's the wife, and they explain all different aspects of how to get your private license and your instrument rating and commercial rating, and it's extremely dry material, but they're so animated and so excited about it. It's really unbelievable.
Just and I think overly perky, happy to be here.
Yeah, and they're a weird couple too. You couldn't, they just don't look like they should belong together, but they, you know, they introduce themselves as this husband and wife team, and
but I just love that there you are sitting in this room bored, and then they're just gleefully telling you what to do. It's just, that dynamic is hilarious to me.
I have to say, one of the funniest things that I ever saw, I had to fly Aeroflot to Moscow one time, and you know how you'll get on a jet, if it's a big enough jet, they'll have like a video screen where they show you the safety video instead of the flight attendants doing it.
Right, right.
On this one, when everyone, you know, in an American-produced one, when the emergency happens, people stay very calm and their faces are impassive. In the Aeroflot one, people look genuinely terrified.
No way!
And they look like they're about to, you know, meet certain doom. And it was the funniest thing I had ever seen. And of course, it's more realistic, but it was really funny.
I was going to say, I tip my hat to them for doing that. I mean, because everybody thinks that. It's like, there's no way you'd keep that cool.
Yeah.
You know, while you're putting your mask around your child. You know? Like, oh, that's awesome. I want to see those.
Yeah, the Russians know something about terror, I guess.
Exactly. They're not afraid to show it either.
We have an email here from Edward, who says, I used to work at Quiznos, and they had a video about making sandwiches. Exciting. And the assistant manager's 7-year-old son used to love it and watch it over and over.
That's a great story. The thing about training videos, especially like at Quiznos and Wendy's and stuff, is they always really try to appeal to the teenagers. And it's, you know, whether it's rapping, we have a Wendy's video where they rap you the instructions on how to, you know, flip a burger, basically. It's so insulting.
Which is like the worst idea ever, because kids are already inclined to make fun of this kind of stuff.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, it's like 50-year-old writers writing these raps. Like, what do they know about hip-hop?
Let's go next to Bill in Richardson. Hello, Bill.
Yes, I had a simple question. Are these films available on DVD?
Yeah, actually, we have 3 volumes of videos, and it's on our website, foundfootagefestival.com.
By the way, we have an email here from Sarah in Richardson, who says, the pancake batter video is called I Got It. So
I got it.
If anyone wants to go look for it, yes.
I got it.
So there you go.
I will have it.
Let's go next to Elizabeth in Garland. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi. I lived in Austin when I was going to college, and this was only a few years ago. And there was the most wonderful program on public access. I think it was public access. And the point of it was to teach non-English speakers English. And it starred this guy. And he had, like, he had the 70s mustache. He had, you know, an old VW van he would go around in. He was the host, and he would do these little skits where he would do the different verb tenses, and like one of them was really weird. It was like to bite, and so the narrator gave him a sandwich, and he says, I'm biting it. I've bitten it, and it was just the most charming show. It brightened my day whenever I saw it, and there was like a little narrative. And
It was in Austin,
yeah. And it was obviously shot back in like the 80s, I suppose, because like the really, really old Whole Foods, like the original Whole Foods was in it very briefly, and I never have found out. You have it?
Yes, we got it, and we're actually featuring it in our next show.
What is it called? Because I've looked for it over and over again.
Yeah, it's just like a montage of this guy just saying words, and it's brilliant, actually. It's another one of those hypnotic shows where you just sit there and watch it.
Yeah, exactly. And I always thought it was so ironic because we used to watch those shows in my Spanish class, and I thought they were so tedious, but I loved whenever I could catch this English language learning show on public access.
Yes. Well, our new show is coming out next September, so, and it'll definitely be in there. So.
It does seem like people have a better than average shot of appearing in your show if they've got a really big old mustache.
Guilty as charged, yeah. Yep, mustaches equal hilarity.
Mustaches and mullets, I guess.
Yeah, mullets are great, too. And both of them together are even better.
We have an email here from Larry in Waco who says, my college recently resurrected the Give 'em the Pickle customer service video that was made for Farrell's Ice Cream for the chain, and we've been suffering from it ever since. Have you heard of it?
Give 'em the Pickle?
Give 'em the Pickle. Yes.
Well, training videos, is that what it was, a training video?
Yeah, training for Farrell's, which is like an ice cream place where kids have their birthdays and stuff.
Okay, training videos are the toughest. I mean, usually we never find those at thrift stores. They usually have to be stolen or borrowed, you know. There was actually one time I took a job at a Suncoast video because I heard that they had a customer service video where Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World would teach you about customer service. And I had to have it, so I actually went in, filled out the application, and got the job. I got hired, actually, and I went in and worked a four-hour shift, and then I snuck back down. I grabbed all the training videos and then brought them home with me that night and made copies of all of them, then brought them back the next day and was like, hey, here are the training videos back. Sorry, I can't work here anymore. thank you. And then the worst part was that the Wayne and Garth video wasn't even on there. But there was a Siskel and Ebert teaching you about customer service. Thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing. But training videos are so hard to find. I would love to be able to find that Give 'em the Pickle video, but, man, it's impossible.
You need to, like, form relationships with HR people in corporations everywhere.
We heard something about a Shakey's pizza video being really awful. And so we called and we said, hey, do you guys have any extras? And it was just, you know, I'll call this guy and then no, they wouldn't return calls. So
nothing happened.
You got to get them stealthily.
Let's go next to Rachel in Dallas. Hey, Rachel.
Oh, hi. Well, you mentioned mullets just now, which is great because I have one for you. I work actually in a drug and alcohol treatment center, so we have lots of fantastic, fantastic cheesy videos that we sometimes show the patients. And we have one called How to Sabotage Your Treatment, which is wonderful because it's like a reunion of all the patients and the benevolently wise counselor who's remembering all the behaviors they showed in treatment, and they reflect on it. And like, there's the guy.
Is it a narrative? Do they attempt like a narrative?
Oh, no, it's like, yeah. It's like showing them at the reunion. Oh, and remember how you acted when you were here? And like, so they look back, and it's like the little time warp back into, oh, yeah, he was so angry, and he was so in denial, and she pretended like she didn't understand. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
When people watch these, do they see right through them?
Yeah. Like, when I show them to the patients, I actively make fun of it. I point out, okay, well, here's something that's actually valid, but look at his haircut, too. And because it's very obviously made in, like, the late 70s, early 80s, and the bad haircuts and all that, and it's so, so cheesy.
Right. Oh, that's funny. You have your own little found footage festival show at your treatment center.
It is amazing that it seems like once these things are made, boy, they just keep using them for decades.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. Is like she was saying, like it's so distracting to see somebody with a mullet and a mustache, and you know 80s garb on, and you're supposed to take them seriously? Are you kidding me?
Let's go next to Carrollton and speak with Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi. I just wondered if you've heard of this video. I actually had to watch it recently for work, called Live Out Loud by Amanda Gore. She's out of Australia.
Called?
It's called Live Out Loud.
Live Out Loud.
And what happens in it?
Well, it's this Amanda Gore person, and she's really hyper. She's like the Energizer Bunny on speed, and she basically tells us how we have to be happy at all times, and it has all these really silly activities that you have to do, like hold the people's hands around you for like 15 minutes and wave magical wands. And
wow.
It's just really, it's goofy.
And it takes itself seriously? It's very
yeah.
serious and earnest
yeah.
about all this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I want it. I want it.
I have to ask you, before this is all over, about the incredibly bizarre demonstration that you have for a Japanese-made bidet system.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
It's called the Washlet, and it's an exciting new product from Japan. And it's a toilet. It's a robot toilet. It's all touch-based, so you sit on the toilet, and it knows exactly what you're doing. And then... But yeah, it's like a bidet, but it's electronical, and the nozzle comes out and it shoots. And what they use in the video is it's all animated, and it's like this androgynous ghost, the purple androgynous ghost that walks you through it. And it's the most relaxing video, actually. I always look forward to it because it's kind of like the time in the show where I can sit back and just enjoy myself.
Well, it's funny. I was listening to the voiceover, and I wondered about the person whose job it was to say, the Washlet 3000 works
yeah,
this way.
I know. Wouldn't that be the best job ever?
What do you think all of this stuff tells us about ourselves as Americans, if anything?
I think there is something to glean from this. I think movies like, you know, Citizen Kane and The Godfather and great works of art like that are what people think of when they think of filmmaking. But I think, like, I almost feel like these videos almost say more about us. Like, you know, Citizen Kane's a great movie and great storytelling, great acting, great directing, but they had a huge budget and they did great things with that budget. But I think that the movies that are mostly made are movies like what we watch and what we see, and we're around that so much. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, and you know, it's certainly not an intellectual show. I mean, you could glean something intellectually from the show, but, you know, it's a comedy show at its base.
We should say, by the way, that there is people who might be thinking about bringing their kids. It's probably not for the youngest ones.
No, probably not. I mean, one thing we feature in every show is full frontal male nudity. And I don't know if that's a selling point or not, but non-erotic full frontal male nudity in every show. So we always like to say 16 and up is usually good. But, yeah, I don't know. It would probably get a rated R, an R rating, so...
Joe Pickett is co-creator of the Found Footage Festival, which will screen tomorrow night in Dallas at the Lakewood Theater. Show starts at 8. Joe, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
My name is Chris Boyd. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Think is produced by Jeff Whittington and engineered by Jeannie Mascoro. Learn about upcoming programs, subscribe to our free daily podcast, and order CD copies of your favorite Think shows on the radio page of KERA.org. And we'd like to hear what you think about Think. Email your comments, questions, and suggestions to think@KERA.org.